AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Student protests over the Israel-Hamas war on more college campuses. Walter Ratliff has a report.
Demonstrators at the University of Pennsylvania chant during a protest against Israel and the war in Gaza. Protests have drawn criticism that anti-Israel sentiment is spilling over into anti-Semitism. President Joe Biden denounced anti-Semitic protests while calling up the effects of the Israel-Gaza war.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians.
Beul Yoon is among the students protesting at NYU.
Anti-Semitism is never okay, and that's absolutely not what we stand for.
She says they condemn Israel's role in civilian deaths and the brutality of the war in Gaza, but they are not against all Jews.
There are so many Jewish comrades that are here with us today.
I'm Walter Ratliff.
A Colorado judge has sentenced a former paramedic to a jail work release program and probation in the death of Elijah McClain. Jeremy Cooper, convicted of criminally negligent homicide after administering the sedative ketamine to the 23-year-old black man. The Fed's preferred inflation gauge shows March prices up 2.7% from a year earlier. Annette Donahue reports there's been political pushback on a proposed ban of a type of cigarette.
The Biden administration is indefinitely delaying a long-awaited ban on menthol cigarettes.
It has anesthetic properties and qualities that help mask the harshness and irritation of tobacco smoke.
The FDA says it would prevent hundreds of thousands of smoking-related deaths over 40 years. Health Secretary Javier Becerra gave no timeline for issuing the rule, saying more time is needed to consider feedback, including from civil rights groups. About 80% of black smokers use menthol. Reverend Al Sharpton and other civil rights leaders have warned a ban on menthol would create an illegal market for the cigarettes in black communities. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is AP News. Trump media and technology groups had quite a riot since its debut on the NASDAQ a month ago. Norman Hall reports many traders have been betting against it.
Mostly amateur Wall Street investors have collectively made tens of millions of dollars in profits over the past month by betting that the stock price of Donald Trump's social media business, Truth Social, will keep dropping despite massive buying by Trump loyalists. The investors say their gambles are based on Truth Social's poor financials. As of Friday's close, a month since Trump Media's initial public offering set its stock to $66.22, it has dropped to $41.54. An AP analysis of data shows that investors using puts and short selling have paper profits so far of at least $200 million, not including the cost of puts, which vary from trade to trade. I'm Norman Hall.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.